Commander's Message for the Fallen and Their Families, National Commander Denise H. Rohan. While the peace that follows most wars is celebrated, and the tyranny that caused them is hopefully vanquished, war itself is a horrible thing. But the American Legion is one legacy from the Great War, the war to end all wars, that is worth embracing. 100 years ago, nearly 2 million doughboys, and yes, some dough girls, left the comfort and security of America to risk their lives for freedom abroad. Of these, 320,518 were killed or wounded. We often honor them at Memorial Day observances by reading In Flanders Fields, Canadian Lieutenant Colonel John McCrae's famous poem that forever associated poppies with the war's fallen. Those who returned home and established American Legion posts in their communities reflected the racial, ethnic, and class diversity of the American Expeditionary Forces. As a son of South Carolina's governor, Wyndham Meredith Manning probably could have found a way to avoid military service, but it was expected of his family, and not only did Manning serve honorably in uniform, he went on to serve in South Carolina's legislature and as founding commander of Richland American Legion Post 6 in Columbia. His brother, Major William Sinclair Manning, epitomized the fighting spirit of the bravest doughboys. According to a New York Times article, Manning led a charge up a German-held hill in the closing days of the war, with rumors circulating that Germany had already agreed to President Woodrow Wilson's terms for surrender. The temptation to hold back must have been strong. Holding back was not part of William Manning's vocabulary. He advanced on that hill, which was heavily occupied with enemy machine gunners and snipers. He was shot through the head. When his comrades recovered his body, he was wearing a black cape, certain to inspire bravery among his men. Also inspirational was the configuration of the major's body, which had his pistol extended forward, aimed toward a machine gun nest. Friends, that is valor, and that is the self-sacrifice a select group of Americans has made from the Revolutionary War through today's global war on terrorism. It is why we remember them. Earlier this year, another American hero made the ultimate sacrifice. Christopher T. Tripp Zanitas did not need to be in Iraq. A veteran of two previous tours, he'd already sacrificed more than most Americans, yet he continued to serve his country. After 9/11, he was inspired to join the New York City Fire Department, and like so many of New York's bravest who lost their lives in the World Trade Center that day, Tripp's life ended prematurely when the 37-year-old member of the New York Air National Guard was killed in a helicopter crash near the Syrian border in March. While we wish that World War I really had been the war to end all wars, we know otherwise. So as long as there are Americans like William Manning and Christopher Zanitas sacrificing to keep the world safe and our people free, the American Legion will exist for them and their families. Denise H. Rohan. Memoranda. Spring Meetings. The National Executive Committee will convene at American Legion National Headquarters in Indianapolis, May 9th to 10th. Follow the meetings at the Legion's national website and on social media, www.legion.org, www.legion.org/media. Armed Forces Day. May 19th is Armed Forces Day. The celebration was instituted in 1950 on the third Saturday of each May to replace individual days dedicated to the separate service branches after they were unified under the new Department of Defense. If your post is marking Armed Forces Day, tell your story on Legion Town. www.legiontown.org. Reasons to join and stay. American Legion members are invited to send their top 10 reasons to join or stay in the Legion to dispatch@legion.org. They'll be the foundation for a centennial campaign aimed at eligible veterans and those who have let their memberships expire, with a list of the 100 best reasons from combined submissions. Reasons should be one or two sentences each, including a specific local reference, if applicable.